This is the Freedom Audio Show with Aaron Chen.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen, and in every single episode of the Freedom Audio Show, I'll be sharing one idea with you that has the potential to make you thousands of dollars in your business and will help you get closer to creating true freedom in your life. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin. Hey, what's going on? It's Aaron Chen here. Welcome to episode 184 of the Freedom Audio Show. And we are actually on the final episode of an 8-part marketing series that has been really, really fun to do, actually. I'm in my car again because we are not on, you know, complete lockdown here anymore. We're moving around. So I'm on the way to the gym today, which has been really, really nice to be able to get back in the gym and use real equipment. But I'm excited to finish up this series. You know, this is obviously not going to be the end of the Freedom Audio Show. This is just a special 8-part series specifically on marketing. So if you're listening to the show and you're wondering, you know, exactly what to do, what I would recommend is go back 8 episodes, and you know, that's where you're going to get part number 1, and you can just go through part 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and today is going to be part number 8, where we're going to wrap this all up, okay? And in this episode, we're going to be talking about the kind of business that you want to build, all right? So I'll just kind of give you a 30,000 foot overview of what we've been talking about so far and where we've come, and then we'll kind of wrap it up with this episode as I'm, you know, on the way to the gym here. So in episode number 1, we spoke about the kind of business that you want to build online, right? We obviously want to build an online business. I think with everything that's going on with the world and COVID-19 and pandemics and just the way that the trend is, you know, most people buy things on the internet. I mean, look at, you know, companies like Amazon, which are billion, you know, multi-billion dollar companies, right? Amazon is probably the biggest company in the world currently. And there's good reason for it. You know, people prefer to buy things online. They want convenience. They don't always want to get in their car and drive somewhere, go to a shopping mall, you know, go down to High Street or whatever it is to buy stuff that they need, right? So if you're not virtualizing your business, or if you're not getting into business, then you're going to be in big, big trouble. You know, as we saw with COVID-19, a lot of people were losing their jobs. Industries were being crushed, right? But one of the beautiful things about building a business online is that, you know, everybody I know that had a pretty, you know, solid business and stable business before COVID, their business doubled, tripled, quadrupled, right? In multiple different online industries. And it's just been incredible because the usage of the internet has not only decreased, it's increased tremendously. And it will remain that way even after the pandemic is long over, right? And, you know, it's not only going to be COVID. It's just the way that the world is moving. People just want to be more virtual. People don't always want to be in the office. So if you don't start something online, if you don't try and generate some sort of online income, then you're going to be left behind. You know, I think it's something that if you are listening to this show, I highly recommend it. You know, it's definitely something that you want to do to protect yourself in your future, if not full-time, at least part-time. You know, it's a smart thing to do. It's definitely a good idea to build some sort of income, even if it's on the side, and even if it's, you know, not huge. You know, at least you want to get started. Sorry for that pause there. I was going through this very, very strange little roundabout and nearly got smashed by this gigantic construction lorry, which is having a lot of trouble navigating this roundabout right now. So, sorry, just to get back on track. As I was saying, so it's a really, really good idea to start online, right? So that's what we spoke about in episode number 1, and we spoke about not just starting any online business, because there are a lot of different things that you can do, right? You could do dropshipping, e-commerce, you can do multi-level marketing online, you could become a freelancer, you could, you know, create a, you know, social media marketing agency. I mean, there's a lot of different options, but the thing that I like doing the best is to sell digital products, digital courses, right? Masterclass is a great example of a digital course. It's produced online, it's consumed online, it's paid for online, it's delivered online, everything is online, it's 100% online. And when you have a business model that is 100% virtual, you just get rid of any supply chain issues, right? Which is the big problem that we saw with dropshipping, because dropshipping, a lot of it has to do with physical, right? You're selling online, but you're delivering physically, right? So the supply chain the logistical side of dropshipping is quite complicated, right? And if you want to get really big, well, you're going to have to hire a team. You can't do it on your own. You're going to have to build a traditional, quote unquote, traditional business, which, you know, really sucks, because if you, you know, fine, if you want to build a big business, and we spoke about that in episode 7, that's okay. But for people that would just want to operate on their own, or, you know, virtually with a virtual assistant, it's impossible to do that because of that physical component. I hope that makes sense, right? So building a virtual business is really the way that you want to go. Selling digital courses is really the smart thing to do, you know, this year and beyond. That's what I think. You know, it's the most profitable because you can sell goods that are already created. You don't have to create them yourself. You don't have to pre-buy them. You don't have to store them in your garage. You don't have to pay for shipping and handling. You know, there's a very big business model called Amazon FBA, which means that the fulfillment is handled by Amazon. I mean, you're paying Amazon a huge amount of money to leverage their fulfillment systems, which is great, but understand that that comes out of your pocket, right? So again, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're, you know, a small startup person, you want to start a business, the smartest thing that you can do is to do affiliate marketing. Sell somebody else's digital course, right? You don't have to pay for it. You just need to learn the skills in order to sell that properly, all right? And so that leads on to this episode, right? What kind of business do you want to build? And I wanted to round it off, you know, episode 8 with this episode, because whenever people come online, they don't really think that they're building a real business. They sort of come into the mindset that they're coming online to make a little bit of income, you know, kind of like, oh, if I could make like $50, you know, that would be amazing, right? But they don't really think that they're building a business per se, right? And that's the mindset that you have to get into when you're doing this, because a business is a business. If you treat something like a business, it's going to grow and pay you like a business. If you build it like a hobby, then it's going to treat you and build like and pay like a hobby. Does that make sense, right? And so, yes, initially when you first start, you don't really need to think about taxes, and you don't really need to think about, you know, an LLC or a Sindhira and Berhad or whatever, you know, depending on where you are in the world. You know, the incorporation of your business is going to be slightly different. And, you know, these are all the little, you know, T's that you can cross and I's that you can dot later on. But just understand that you should go into the mindset of building something long term. Okay, and so yes, the accounting and, you know, paying your taxes and you know, the registering of the business, that's all great once you start making money. But until you start making money, these are things that you don't really have to worry about, right? Because in most countries, you only have to pay tax if your profit is over a certain amount per annum. All right, so if you're still making very little money to begin with, you don't even have to worry yourself about that stuff, right? You just need to get started. But what this episode really is about thinking about the long term, all right? And thinking about building the kind of business that you want to build and the strategies that you're going to implement, okay? So if you're going to be building a digital marketing business where you're selling digital courses, don't think that it's going to be here for a few months just for you to make a little bit of extra money. That's not the way that you should think. You should think of it as you're building an empire, right? And you're building the foundations of that empire. And so in order to build the foundations of the empire, you're going to need the right tools. You're going to need the right strategy. You're going to need the right coach. You're going to need the right maps or layouts, right? You're going to need the right equipment. You're going to need the right people to help you build certain things that you don't know how to build, for example, right? You're going to need the right strategy. You're going to need the right scaling, you know, tactic or whatever it is, right? And all of these things come together and play a part in building your very, very, you know, hopefully big income online, right? And so if you're someone who wants to do that, but you're kind of just like, ah, you're just gonna look around YouTube and flick through 1,000, you know, different random YouTube videos, well, you're never gonna get there. And I love to use this analogy, right? So look, if you wanted to become a brain surgeon, do you think someone who wants to become a brain surgeon, you know, goes and flicks around through YouTube videos to learn how to do that? Absolutely not. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are some great free videos on YouTube, and I make a lot of free videos on YouTube too. But do you think that you can learn the step-by-step to becoming a brain surgeon on YouTube? Absolutely not. Because the brain surgeons of the world aren't going to put 100% of their stuff step-by-step on YouTube. Yes, they're going to give you bite-sized, you know, pieces of information, and you can probably find out some pretty good information about how the brain works, right? And how to make incisions and how to sew it up and, you know, little things like that. But are you going to really learn how to become a brain surgeon? Absolutely not. For something like that, you have to get into a program. You have to get into a step-by-step course, okay? You have to learn from a master surgeon who has experience so that you can learn in their footsteps so that you can get the same results too. Does that make sense, right? And so in order for you to do that, you need to be willing to invest in yourself, in your skills, right? In your abilities. Otherwise, you're never ever going to become a brain surgeon. I mean, think about the people that want to become dentists and brain surgeons and architects and doctors and lawyers. I mean, they spend, you know, almost half a million US dollars on school, probably more, depending on, you know, the type of school that they're going to and the kind of course or profession that they want to specialize in, right? And yet people aren't willing to even spend a few hundred dollars, you know, maybe even $1,000 or $2,000 on their business that will potentially pay them back multiple six figures, even seven figures, some even eight figures, obviously, depending on who you are, right? But that is how powerful the internet is, okay? So I want you to think about the kind of business that you want to build, the life that you want to build for yourself, and how long you want it to be around for. Because if you want something that's going to give you like a couple of bucks here, a couple of bucks there, then don't even bother. Because honestly, it, you know, it's not, and this is the interesting thing about the internet, right? You know, people are like, well, you know, just give me the basic information so I can start making, you know, $2 every week or something like that, or $50 a week. And what people don't get is making $50 a week and making $100,000 a week is the exact same setup. Does that make sense? You still need the base setup in order to get there. The scale is obviously different, right? And you know, how well you do things is obviously different, but making $100 a week and making $1,000 a week is pretty much the same thing, all right? So in order for you to get to even $100 a week, you still have to get the right foundation going. It's like saying, oh, I want a building, you know, but I'm not willing to build the foundation. I'm not willing to buy any of the materials. I'm not even willing to buy any wood to put up my wooden shack, right? You know, let alone brick and cement and steel and stone. Does that make sense? You still need the right materials. You still need the plan. You still need the foundations. You still need a roof over your head. Otherwise, if it rains, you're gonna get wet. Does that make sense? So whether you decide to build, you know, a gigantic, beautiful mansion that's covered in, you know, gold leaf, or you decide to build a shack, you still need the map. You still need the understanding of how to construct that building, right? Otherwise, it's going to fall apart. You know, a gust of wind is just going to destroy it as soon as you put it up, right? And so that's what I want you to think about, right? Especially if you've been listening to this episode, or this series, and you've been, you know, your juices have been flowing, and you're like, Aaron, this is really good. I want to get going. I want to give you a place where you can learn how to do this, right? Because, you know, I'm in it for the long haul, right? I was a corporate guy for 10 years. I hated it. I was great at it, but I hated it, right? It was just one of those things, you know? And I never knew how much freedom, you know, meant to me until I didn't have it anymore, right? And this was back in 2009. If you know my story, I'd been working in a corporate job at that point for 5 years, but it took me another 5 years to get out. Sorry, it took me another 6 years to get out fully of corporate. So it was like 11 years total before I was actually out of corporate. And I'll never go back. You know, I'll never go back to any sort of full-time thing where I have to report into somebody and I have to get paid a salary in order for me to feed myself and my family and do the things that I want. It's just absolutely nuts, right? The system is broken, which is why I feel that whether you are, you know, a six-figure earning CEO of a company today already, or you're, you know, an 18-year-old who's just graduating, you know, high school and you want to go into university, you need to learn how to build a business online, right? And the easiest way to do that is through affiliate marketing, okay? And so I hope you've enjoyed this episode, this series, especially if you haven't gone all the way through. I highly recommend that you go back. I'm just gonna pay this. I'm actually arriving at my gym right now, so let me just you know, get in through the gates here, through the parking, and then I'm just gonna tell you exactly what you can do. Sorry about that. I practice what I preach, condensing time frames. If you don't know about condensing time frames, go back to some of my other episodes. This is how you get a lot of shit done while you're doing other stuff, right? So what you can do right now is, if you're excited, if you're like, Aaron, this makes sense, I need to do something with my life, or I need to at least start on the side. You know, you don't have to go full-time. I didn't go full-time for ages until my online income started tripling what I was bringing home from my corporate job every single month, and I was doing really well. I mean, I used to manage a team of 13 people. I was working for one of the largest recruitment companies in the world, you know. It was a great job. It was just not for me, you know. But I was tripling what I was doing in that job. It was incredible, right? And then obviously now a lot more. But even back then, it was simply incredible. So if you're excited and you're like, what should I do? What can I do? How do I get started online? You need to get into a program. Okay, so I highly recommend you check out my program. It's called The Invincible Marketer. So all you need to do is head over to www.theinvincible.com/marketer. It's not The Invisible Marketer, right? Some people think that I created this thing called The Invisible Marketer, which is quite funny. It's The Invincible Marketer, all right? And you'll probably hear at the end of the show, you're going to hear, you know, an outro where I'm going to talk about it again. But, you know, that's where you can get a hold of me. That's where all my students hang out. That's where we work step by step, you know, over the shoulder. And literally, people from all walks of life, from all over the world, hang out in this program. And it's truly amazing, okay? So I hope you enjoyed this special little marketing series. Obviously, we're going to continue with the Freedom Audio Show next week. And we're going to keep going, but we're going to start talking about, you know, some other stuff as well. So again, it's theinvinciblemarketer.com. I hope you check it out. I hope you enjoy this special marketing series, and I will catch you very soon on another episode. Take care. Hey, this is Aaron Chen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Audio Show. If you could do me a favor and rate this episode, it would really help me a lot. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you really enjoyed it, I would really appreciate 5 stars. And listen, if you're like, Aaron, I love this stuff, but you know, how do I get started, right? How do I start building an online business? How do I start creating an income from home? Well, you may not know this, but I've got my own program. It's called The Invincible Marketer. And all you need to do is head to theinvinciblemarketer.com. And over there, you're going to get a lot of information about how you can work directly with me and start to generate, you know, real income from home, learn the real skills of learning how to sell digital products if that's something that you want to do. And listen, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening to this show, and I'll catch you on the next episode.